Dear Cheap Astronomy, how come some places on Earth have only one high tide a day when others have two? Tides on Earth are primarily caused by the Moon, although the Sun also plays an important role. As the Moon orbits the Earth, it draws water from the seas and the oceans towards it, creating a tidal bulge. And since the Earth and the Moon are actually both orbiting a common centre of mass, called the barycenter, there is an almost as big tidal bulge on the opposite side of the Earth from the Moon, which is being thrown outwards by the centrifugal force resulting from the Earth's and the Moon's joint orbit around their barycenter. Since the Moon takes 27 days to orbit the Earth, and the Earth takes only one day to rotate around its own axis, the Earth is always spinning quickly between those two slowly migrating tidal bulges. So any coastal areas on the Earth's surface that are spun beneath both the tidal bulges will get two high tides in the one day. The height of those tides is somewhat dependent on the Sun, or at least the relative positions of the Sun and the Moon. A full moon happens when the Moon is on the other side of the Earth from where the Sun is, meaning that on the Earth we see the Moon's near side completely lit up. A new moon happens when the Moon is on the same side of the Sun. In that configuration, the Moon's far side is lit up, while to us, its near side is dark. In either configuration, new moon or full moon, the Earth, Moon and Sun are all lined up, and the combined gravities of the Sun and the Moon create spring tides, that is, the highest high tides, which occur about once every 2 weeks, either around a new or a full moon. And you also get neap tides, which are the lowest kind of high tides, when the Moon is at first quarter or at third quarter. In other words, when the Moon is at either of the two points that are perpendicular to a line drawn between the Earth and the Sun. So, broadly, that's how tides work. However, there are other factors at play. Firstly, the Moon does not orbit the Earth's equator, which is quite unlike most other moons that we know about. We think that over billions of years, our Moon's orbital plane has slowly been dragged off the equator and into line with the ecliptic, that is, the orbital plane of all the planets around the Sun. This is consistent with the Earth being the closest planet to the Sun that has been able to hang on to a moon at all, remembering that neither Mercury nor Venus have any moons. Secondly, the Earth spins on an axis that is tilted 23.5 degrees to the solar system's orbital plane. So, the end result of the Moon's unusual orbit and the Earth's axial tilt is that the Moon's orbit crosses over both the Earth's northern and southern hemispheres during one orbit, and those orbits precess steadily around the Earth in a pattern that repeats every 8.9 years. So, most places on Earth do experience two high tides a day as the Earth shifts those places through one moon-induced tidal bulge and then the other. But, due to the differential orbital planes, the axial tilt and the precessions we've talked about, those same places will sometimes experience just one high tide a day as the Earth's orbit shifts them through one moon-induced tidal bulge but then misses the other. This happens in a seemingly haphazard, though entirely predictable, pattern. But all that said, the shape and depth of coastal geography is also a factor. Under perfect conditions, the highest theoretical change in tidal amplitude would be 93 centimetres, where those perfect conditions are a new moon, and when that moon is in orbital periapsis with the Earth, and the Earth is in orbital periapsis with the Sun. Such an ideal alignment of all these parameters is rare, but certainly possible. However, a rise and fall of 93 centimetres is what you get in the open ocean. What you may get at your favourite fishing spot depends on coastal geography. In places like the Bay of Fundy in Canada, there is a maximum tidal amplitude change of more than 16 metres, as a large volume of seawater is gravitationally shifted in and out of a relatively narrow channel. So, the frequency of tides, as well as their height and their timing, varies widely across different parts of the world and over different days, months, and years. But, as long as you're willing to dig into the complexity a bit, it is all quite explainable and totally predictable.